This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Liam Devins.
You can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Investigative journalist Liam Sheff now joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. He's the author of Official Stories. What's up, Liam?
Hey, buddy. It's good to be on the show.
Good to
on
have
your new
you on
network.
The show. On the new network, on the new time slot, on the new affiliates, on the new.
The whole new you. Facelifted.
Do you like it?
Up.
You like it?
You got a whole new wardrobe.
What do you think?
I don't know. I saw the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy episode, and I tell you, they did wonders with you. The hair,
Thank you, nails.
Please,
my listeners are extremely conservative, Liam, and the last thing I want for them to think is that I would ever, ever subject myself to such flamboyant
ridiculousness. I did say straight guy.
Oh, okay, that's right.
All right.
Liam Sheff, where are we all headed, man? This geopolitical slash slash is heading out of control. What's up?
Yeah, this is what Donald Rumsfeld promised to Wesley Clark in 2003, prior to the invasion of Irakistan. I got an article up on my website. You can certainly put it on yours. It's an excerpt from Official Stories, and it just goes over the Wesley Clark meetings in 1991 or two, and in 2003, when Clark, General Wesley Clark, met with Paul Wolfowitz, member of PNAC, you know, ardent Zionist. I talk about that a little bit in the article. You know, I'm not beating up on Israel. I'm not beating up on Jewish people. I'm talking about a form of imperial thought that, you know, gets countries invaded. And Paul Wolfowitz said, at least Wesley Clark's on the record about this, and he's not a known liar. He was risking a lot by saying it, that Wolfowitz said, yeah, we got about 10 years to take over about 5-7 Soviet satellite countries, you know, Somalia, the Sudan, Iraq, Iran, Syria. 10 years later, Wesley Clark is in the Pentagon coming back from the successful invasion of Afghanistan and talking to Donald Rumsfeld. And Donald Rumsfeld says, yeah, okay, you're doing pretty well, but really, we got to get rid of, you know, here's the list. And Syria has always been on the list. And that works for, unfortunately, for a number of, I hate to say it, but for the imperial Zionists, it works for them to have Syria be sort of bumped off or added to their little slice of the Holy Land. But the practical stuff is that it's pipeline territory. And we've watched Putin today. No, I didn't just curse in French. No. They're doing the G20 summit for the very important 20 countries of the world. Hey, we're important. And Putin is welcoming, and he welcomes Andrea Merkel of Germany, and they both, you know, he speaks German, and so they have a good time outside. Andrea Merkel, no, we don't want the United States to invade Syria. Enough of that, freedom fries crap. Enough, we've all suffered. And then Obama comes up, tall guy. Putin's not very tall, but he's tough. He's, you know, excellent jujitsu. He's an excellent wrestler. He really kick yourself into another continent. He's a tough guy. KGB. I'd bet on him in a fight, by the way.
You think he could take Barry Sotero?
I think he could probably take Barry Sotero, yeah. I just don't think you can.
The question is, could he take Jesse Ventura?
At this point, Ventura's past his prime. You know, he's
all right, but Ventura in his prime, okay?
No. Come on. He was a Navy SEAL.
Yeah. Exactly. My money would be on Ventura, my friend.
Very tough guy, but Putin's a very tough guy. And Putin welcomes Barry Sotero, and, you know, they sort of quickly shake hands, and Barry flashes his cheese-eating grin and runs in and says, you're gonna support us on killing all those Syrians for their freedom, aren't you? And Putin says, "Niet." So there are Russian ships parked outside of the American ships over in danger land, and according to InfoWars, there are Chinese troop carriers. This is very serious. This is what they call a kind of standoff moment that could, in the words of every media pundit who's paying attention, be ignited into a powder keg that would be a world war, as it involves the world's three largest super duper powers. Now, I guess that's the setup.
Is that what they call them now, by the way, super-duper powers?
Well, there's the Legion of Superheroes, and there's the Legion of Doom.
Okay.
You got to figure out which one you're in.
Do you wear tights on a regular basis?
Just as a child when I was trying. I fluctuated between using an umbrella to try to fly, because I'd seen Mary Poppins, and running around in a cape. So.
All right, so I completely digressed us here, but you were making a serious point. This could spiral out of control.
It is out of control. The only reason that we're invading Syria, it's not we, that the banker CIA oil economy wants to invade, is because they're so short-sighted, they can't read what was written 10 years ago in policy papers. And what was written 10 years, 2013, 11, 12, 13 years ago in policy papers from Project for a New American Century, Strategic Energy Policy Initiatives for the 21st Century, Rice University under James Baker, George Bush's, you know, twin that got him into power, are papers that saying America has no and has had no energy policy for three decades. We've been importing more and more. We've been importing from Iraq. We've been importing from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's running down. Iraq is a swing producer. We're going to have to impinge on certain hemispheric policies and rights in the next few years. We're running out of oil. We're running out of cheap stuff, and there's nowhere else to go. And I'm essentially paraphrasing what if you read the actual, you can go to my website, liamsheff.com, and there's an article, let me see, called Collapse or Contraction, Energy Show Tonight. It's September 1st article. And you can read the citations from these policy papers, and you go, oh, they knew we were running out of cheap oil. I said cheap oil and cheap flowing oil, light sweet crude. At least that was their position. Syria has oil. Syria has enough oil for Syria and maybe one or two other countries, small countries. But Syria's pipeline territory. Oh, it's more important than Poland was for Germany, but it's essentially acting like Poland for us. In World War II, Germany accused Polish, you know, military or nationals of staging an attack on innocent Germans. Well, you know, they shot the Poles, they dressed them up in military uniforms and put guns in their hands, essentially, and they faked it. Like the Bay of, what's it called, in Vietnam that LBJ, that Johnson faked. Okay, the name escapes me. Tonkin, Gulf of Tonkin.
Gulf of Tonkin. It wasn't a bay. It was a gulf.
It was bigger than a, smaller than a, yeah.
What's the difference between a bay and a gulf, Liam?
Well, a bay makes terrible movies, and a Gulf is a small car that gets 40 or 50 miles to the
end. Exactly. That was the answer I was looking for.
Liam Sheff here, author of Official Stories. By the way, check out my book on Amazon. Say thanks to the people who do this work, who don't get a lot of sleep and who wake up every day. That's me and Bob over there. Wake up. I assume it's you. Wake up every day and you click on the news cycle. And here, you know, you go to Energy News and you look at the Fukushima news and you go, wow, they're never going to be able to fix that.
We're fooked.
Fukushima, as I like to call it.
That's exactly right. I hope we're kosher with the FCC saying that, Mr. Producer.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, all right. Going to get us kicked off of all of our new AM and FM
affiliates.
I said
Fukushima.
All right, Fukushima.
Yeah.
Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories. I'm going to charge you for every time we plug that. I could use the money.
Yeah, charge me the $4 that I get per book. Yeah.
Exactly. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say. Why can't I open up the phone line, Liam? What do you mean you don't want to take calls?
Well, I was just saying.
What, are you afraid somebody's going to put you on the spot?
I was just saying if we take calls, we'll have to talk about Official Stories by Liam Sheff. Available at Amazon.com.
Another plug?
Oh, you set me up with the joke. I wasn't talking about calls. Let's take some calls.
All right, let's take some calls. 800-313-9443. What's the number, Liam?
800-333-93.
Oh, jeez. Are you listening to anything I say?
Hey, it's the Bob Duskin Show with host.
Who's the host?
I'm trying to remember the name. How's Bob Duskin Jr. doing these days?
Hey, thanks for asking. He's not the host. He's in bed.
How's Mrs. Tuscan?
Who? No, I'm just joking. everyone's great, Liam. Thank
how's,
you very much.
How's North?
When,
North? How's
when are you going to come visit? Yeah, when
I,
you come.
I am coming to come. I am coming. What's the language you that I'm trying to speak?
Yeah, geez.
What language you speak?
I know you speak Yiddish, but I didn't realize you were a butcher.
I'm coming down there to visit. What's the big deal? No whoopee. Come on. Make a couch for me, why don't you? Listen, I'm coming down, and it's going to be in November. I'm giving a talk in Georgia. Georgia's on my mind.
All right.
Very cool. Giving a talk down there on...
What's that talk going to be about, and where's that going to be?
I'm talking about tomorrow, and tomorrow is the day that we have a lot less oil than we do today, where they admit it. Tomorrow is the day where we have to be growing food locally. Tomorrow is the day where permaculture has to be something that you don't get at the hairdressers, but you get by walking outside because you've got a little food forest in your neighborhood. Tomorrow is the day when we start taking care of the things that we have to so that die-off, which is coming, everybody, is not so bloody painful and excruciating. So I'm going to be talking about tomorrow.
Mr. Producer, do we have it queued? And the Walmart. Walmart? Did you hear that?
I did.
Here we go. This is what you're talking about tomorrow. Let's try this again, Mr. Producer. We're talking about tomorrow, right?
Smooth.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Bet your bottom dollar
that tomorrow.
There'll be sun.
Oh, this is beautiful. Let's just play this the rest of the show.
Tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none.
Oh, here we go. Here's the chorus.
Stuck with the day or
maybe not. Come on, let's get to the chorus.
I just stick up my chin and grin and say.
And that's when the die off and the energy system collapses.
The sun will come out.
Where's the tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow part? Come on, get to it already, Annie, will you?
Come with me tomorrow.
All right, here we go.
I love you tomorrow. You're always a day away.
All right, the timing on that was almost perfect. I tried to have it going.
That was smooth. You know, the good thing about comedy is it doesn't rely on timing.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly.
You can really just get away with anything you want.
It's all about awkward pausing.
Yeah, ask Andy Samberg. There's a career that I... Anyway, speaking of, let's talk about die-off a little bit.
Oh, gosh. Fukushima is a serious situation. really is. Are you concerned about it as most people should be?
I have a show on Truth Frequency Radio called The Energy Show Saturdays at noon, and all on the West Coast. No. Noon on the East Coast. Three on the East Coast, noon on the West Coast. And all I've been talking about on Energy Show and on my website, liamsheff.com, is Fukushima, oil, energy. Fukushima, oil, energy. Where are we headed? The world leadership, the parasites that be, to quote a friend of mine, don't like to pay attention to what we really ought to be doing. They make maneuvers, apparently from the Otto von Bismarck playbook, trying to gather as much of old Europe as they can for some reason. Not that it's that valuable anymore. It's overcrowded and the farmland is going to have to work for a lot of people. Over here in the new world, we've denuded, we've ruined our farmland by spraying it with petrochemical gasoline-based, essentially oil and gasoline-based fertilizers and pesticides for 40, 50 years. We got a lot of rehabilitation to do. Fukushima looks like a problem that nobody can fix. It happened in 2011. I was so upset about it. I was going to a conference on the West Coast, and I told Robert Scott Bell, who I work with a lot, that I'm not going. And he said, come on, Liam. You know, I know it's bad, but come on. So, you know, I flew out there and we did the talks, and I was glad that I did, but.
Can you do the rest of the show in your Robert Scott Bell?
You know, they're injecting kids with GMOs.
He's a great guy.
No, he is a great guy. I mean, Robert, if you don't know, Robert's just an adorable human being, one of my best friends, truly, in the world. And I'm a co-host on his show, so it's Ty Bollinger. And
we have Ty on every month here, and we seem to have you on way too often, too.
Thanks.
No worries. And you know what? Funny story. I would not know who Liam Skeff is if it wasn't for Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert is
just us.
He's a wonderful human. He truly is a wonderful human being. And you don't get that a lot in a guy who has a national show, is on GCN 6 days a week. You know, I mean, Rush Limbaugh is on GCN 5 days a week. But, and yes, that's a slight knock to Rush. Have me on, Rush. All right, Liam. So, Robert invites me out. We have a good time, and then I just sort of get on with life, and I swear to goodness and badness and God and anybody else, Zeus, I forgot about Fukushima. I mean, I literally don't remember thinking about Fukushima in 2012, or maybe, you know, from near the end of 2011 to near the middle end of 2012, I don't remember thinking Fukushima, Fukushima, Fukushima. Well, I was writing my book.
I think a lot of people went through that. But here's the thing. Fukushima never stopped thinking about you, big boy.
No.
I'm serious.
No. I know. Fukushima never put us down. We thought we were broken up. We thought we were still not dating, but no, we were still engaged.
And then Fukushima says, Liam, listen, it's not you, it's me. You know,
Fukushima wants to be married and, you know, in traction forever.
Or I hate saying that.
Anthropomorphizing.
Word. Anthropomorphizing. Say that five times fast.
Anthropomorphizing.
Yeah, exactly. And so but the bottom line is you forgot about Fukushima. That's a lot of people, I think. Several people thought, you know.
We let it go.
Out of sight, out of mind.
No, but unbelievable. But they didn't say in 2011, oh, listen, I love Japan. I'm making fun. I love Japan. We have three meltdowns. They didn't say we have three meltdowns. Ichi, ni, san. They didn't say that. They said everything's under control, situation normal. You know? Well, so it turns out that, you know, 2 months ago, everybody's, my attention is ripped back. I start going, because I'm researching energy, and I got to look at nuclear. And Kirk Sorensen comes along and says, the new nuclear is much better than the old nuclear. And I go, oh, I better study that old nuclear again. And I go, oh, yeah, Fukushima. Oh, what? You had three nuclear meltdowns? You had three nuclear meltdowns?
300 tons of radioactive water being flooded into the ocean on a daily basis. The list goes on and on and on. Fukushima, ladies and gentlemen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're going to get the phone lines open now at 800-319-4443 if you would like to call up and, well, drill anything into our heads and the listeners that you like. Feel free to do so if you disagree with us on anything. If you think Liam is crazy and doesn't know what the hell he's talking about when it comes to peak oil and all that, call up 800-313-9443.
Yes, yes, indeed. If you think there's no such thing as a limit to cheap, easily available oil, do give a call. I'll enjoy that. I'll have something to talk about at the psychiatrist.
No, go
ahead. Bring in the call. Or if you want a call to have a great talk about what we actually do about oil, too. Bob always likes to pitch things on the negative. If you want to call Liam and tell him what a schmuck and a bozo he is.
I would like that.
Yes, Bob would love that. But if you do want to say seriously, hey, what do we do? How do we get into permaculture? How do we transform our messy civilization into something that has a chance of lasting? Give a call. The 800 number is 800-TUSCAN-LIES.
Tuscan lies. Now I'm a liar. Oh,
no, that's the number. That's the calling.
No, the number is actually 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Liam, I got something you like here.
Okay.
Six experts Hustler? Destroy Obama's drone policy. Six legal experts, well respected within the foreign policy community, debunk President Barry Sotero's claim that drone warfare is legal, ethical, and wise. You think they can do it?
Absolutely. Legally, right, yeah.
Here it is. Let's see if they can actually accomplish this. Six experts destroy Barry Sotero's drone policy. Here it is.
Nice production.
Legal
going
showdown.
On.
Yeah, oh yeah. Six experts destroy his policy.
This is a targeted, focused effort at people who are on a list of active terrorists who are trying to go in and harm Americans, hit American facilities, American bases, and so on. It is important for everybody to understand that this thing is kept on a very tight leash.
Mr. President, the argument that this is a short list and that it's on a short leash and that we can trust you to make the right decisions because these are threats to Americans is a disingenuous argument. I mean, in some cases, the targets you've hit have been Americans where they've been denied due process their day in court. If you wanted to evict Anwar al-Awlaki from his house, you have to give him notice and his day in court to contest it. But you're saying that you have the right alone to put him on a list and designate him for assassination without trial. And that's a pretty broad leap for a president to make.
First, these targeted strikes are legal. Attorney General Holder, Harold Coe, and Jay Johnson have all addressed this question at length. To briefly recap, as a matter of domestic law, the Constitution empowers the president to protect the nation from any imminent threat of attack.
The problem is that the administration's definition of imminence, feasibility of capture, is so vague and elastic that it's robbed of its plain meaning. For imminence, for example, the administration does not need to have evidence of an actual plot that's about to take place, and that's from the leaked white paper, which applies only to U.S. citizens. We're left guessing what the standards are for non-citizens, who are the vast majority of people who have been killed.
Due process and judicial process are not one and the same, particularly when it comes to national security. The Constitution guarantees due process. It does not guarantee judicial process.
That's Eric Holder, of course, and another expert takes him on successfully, and if you want to hear that full clip of six experts destroying Barry Sotero's drone policy, we'll post that on the right-hand side of our page with our YouTube picks of the day. Liam Sheff, would you like to be an expert telling us that his drone policy is illegal?
Well, illegal is a funny word. Law is a funny concept. If you've ever been in a court, you know that it's not really even a game of brinksmanship. I mean, you're not. There's a little out muscling going on, but there's precedent. There's what somebody said before who was powerful enough and convincing enough at the right time to make it stick and be written down. That can be argued for or against. So you have to pay somebody to be smart enough to read a lot of books to know the precedents and the concept of law at the time that the precedent was written and the concept of law now. Let me make that simple. At the time that we're supposed to have a Bill of Rights, but as George Carlin has pointed out, we don't really have rights, we have privileges. And we have privileges thanks to the people who decide that we're worth, you know, not just shooting or robbing when we walk down the street. That is the powers that aren't. So we have a Bill of Privileges, and those have been winnowed away over the last 12 years.
You know who you're sounding like? Liam?
Don't say Al Franken.
You're supposed to say who?
You I know said who you're it sounding in my head. Like? Right. Who's that, Bob?
You're sounding like the Sovereign Man. And speaking of the Sovereign Man, he's on the phone line with us right now. We're taking calls, remember? 800-313-9443. Sovereign Man, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Yeah, same stuff, different day.
Yeah. Well, thank God we have another day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, how'd that go? What is it? Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery.
Don't make me start playing Annie again. I will do it.
No, please. Give me a break.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me finish. Quote. Is it... today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Yeah, that's it.
I like that. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me too.
Is it the same spelling?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, you guys are talking about permaculture and gardening.
Good stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Benson Institute?
I haven't. It seems like it rings a bell. Liam, have you?
No, please.
Oh, Quasimodo. Face rings a bell.
Inform us.
You can do a search for Wallapini underground greenhouse. It's actually
You sent me something on this, didn't you?
A couple times, I think.
I read it. It's really cool. Yeah, go ahead, tell the listeners about it.
Yeah, it's an affordable concept, so everybody can grow food all year round, no matter where they're located. And
it's just a giant hole dug in the ground that you can make into a greenhouse.
Yeah, and you can even do wild stuff, like maybe hook in like a solar pump, you know, where you can like mm-hmm. hook some antifreeze up in a system where, like, during the winter time, you can actually gather the sun's energy and, you know, have it underground and heat the thing, put some barrels in there with some water in it, you know, and it's neat. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with it. I
dig it.
It's a beautiful thing, you know, like when you're talking about walking outside to your greenhouse and picking your food, man, it's beautiful.
It's called the Wallapini again, for those who are listening.
That was my nickname in high school, greenhouse. I mean, there's a lot of vacant lots in the city. I mean, we could really even start growing food in the city and start feeding the children and the elderly. You know, they don't have to worry about, you know, whether they gotta, you know, get their medication or eat, you know. I mean, it's time.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, and don't go into their court and don't go play their game, you know. Just say no, yeah, if you can.
That's what they told me with the DARE program.
Yeah,
I have a contact high from this conversation. So, did you have any questions
for Liam?
Yours truly, or you just want to?
They didn't want to ask you questions.
Can you pass the? Can you pass the bong in any case? Because,
hey, Liam, yo, where are the trees?
Sorry?
I missed that.
I said, yo, where are the trees?
Yeah. Where are the trees, man? All right, guys. Well, we're going to completely derail this show here if we continue on this path here.
Yeah, hey,
Sour Man, good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, keep it up. Keep up the good work, man. I'll be praying for you guys.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks. We need it. All right. We'll be back in just a moment. Liam Chef, final segment coming up. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
Hey, check this out, Liam. A gaming system or playing games in general improves multitasking skills, according to a new study published in Nature, the International Weekly Journal of Science. So there you go, Mr. Producer. Gaming allows for an increased ability to multitask. Now, does that mean people are much more scattered and distracted and... I don't know. Are they? Does that mean they're more intelligent? I haven't read this whole study, but I thought that was an interesting headline. You're not interested.
You want the producer to answer? Or?
Oh, you, Liam. You're the guest.
You said Mr. Producer. I'm not producing the show. Yes, there is no such thing as multitasking, really, in our brain. We tend to do two things more slowly and badly. And there are some decent studies on what people call multitasking. There, somebody on television did a brain impulse check while driving and texting, and you know each function went down considerably, some significant percentage of accuracy, acuity. So there is no multitasking. There's just, hi, I'm doing many things badly. That's the modern world. Hey, I'm doing a lot badly. I'm screwing up. I'm mistyping. I'm driving. I can't really see things. What was even worse was the hands-free speaker headset. Actually, it was a lot worse. The sound echoed in the car and was more distracting psychologically, emotionally than a tinny little voice coming through a phone. So if you're driving, you have a hands-free thing, it's actually more confusing. More of your attention is distracted. It's, you know, our brains are pretty ancient. We have a lizard brain. We have a mammal brain. The sound, you know, we're used to communicating with sound, but we're not used, there's no ancient practice of understanding that sound can come from far away and not be really immediate. So we just assume it's immediate. We assume that it's really important and really matters. So you listen to a sound that's coming into a room and somebody's yelling, oh, I'm burning the pasta. You're not where you are, which is driving anymore. You know, you're worrying about the pasta and you can't quite see the truck that's coming alongside you and then you swerve at the last minute, but it is closer. There is, I think, is an increase in traffic accidents while texting. I don't think that's really dubious.
Right.
But I'd get off of video games pretty soon because we're, you know, there are other things you can do with your hands, and don't just think the dirty thoughts that Bob's thinking. You can learn to do some important things like playing an instrument or working like woodworking. Don't take that to
a
dirty
place. For the record, I was thinking about gardening.
Don't take that to a dirty place. You can do gardening. You know, Northern Florida is a great place to do some gardening. They have wonderful.
You ought to come by and see my garden sometime, Liam.
Three seasons.
Liam, I got an outrageous story for you to comment on.
I'm all yours.
We're going to end it with this because this will give us till.
And I'm going to let you.
Thank you, Liam. How nice of you. It's great to be on your show. A judge has blocked a bid to force an Amish girl to have chemotherapy, aka not therapy, poison. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, go. I only heard the tip of the story. Go ahead.
All right. So a judge has again blocked an Ohio hospital from forcing a 10-year-old Amish girl to resume chemotherapy after her parents decided to stop the treatments. The order siding with the parents comes just a week after an appeals court sent the case back to the judge and told him to give more consideration to the request by Akron Children's Hospital. The hospital wants a registered nurse to take over limited guardianship of Sarah Hershberger and decide whether she could continue treatments for leukemia. The hospital believes Sarah's leukemia is treatable and says she will die without chemo. What a crock of you-know-what. This is a major breakthrough, though, that the judge is standing up for their right to not give this girl chemo, because we've seen with many other cases, and I've talked about this with our friend Ty Bollinger several times, that other parents are not so lucky. Liam?
Yeah, I was trying to follow the thread of the story. So the judge ruled in favor of the parents. Was there an overturned ruling? I just got a little lost in the details. Did they say at one point the kid had to go back in, and then the judge said, no, we'll side with the parents? Do I have that right?
Let's see here. Judge John Lone in Medina County said his ruling Tuesday that not allowing the parents to make medical decisions for their daughter would take away their rights. He also said that they're is no guarantee that chemotherapy would be successful. He says they are good parents. They understand completely the grave situation. Their daughter is in the consequences of their choice to refuse, and the consequences of their choice to refuse chemotherapy for Sarah at the same time. So basically, no, the judge was pretty consistent. The hospital tried to send it to an appeal, and he stood firm.
Yeah, well, let's hope this is a precedent that other people can tolerate. The death rate in this country is only going to be going up really exponentially in the next 20 years, 25 years. We're just going to see a lot of death. It's going to affect all of us. We're not going to have the easy access to cheap, abundant food, whatever the quality of the food, we're just not going to have it. You know, we're running low on the cheap available oil to do the cheap farming, and we're going to have to relocalize a lot. But we're also not going to be keeping people sort of semi-alive in a zombified state with pharmaceuticals past the point that they've really kind of expired. So death is going to come for people. Now, a lot of people will do better without medical intervention. They won't die of the radiation. They, you know, the cancer may stick around for 10 or 15 years, and they may just sort of beat it back and out of their system by eating cruciferous vegetables and Laetril from apple seeds and apricot seeds. I mean, there are many things that can be done. They can do liver cleanses. So there are many options, and I don't know that this will be a precedent, but it now works as a precedent for other families. There are, of course, the nightmarish, damnable stories of parents who've watched their children be murdered by doctors who wouldn't stop poisoning them and use the state and, unfortunately, abuse child protective services, you know, which can be abused. And the lack of knowledge of some of the people who work there, unfortunately, who get to be pawns in this terrible system. So I hope this sets a precedent. We're not all going to live forever, you know. We got to stop trying to save every single person who's sick, and maybe let their families try to help them a little bit. And then understand that you know, death does come for us all, and we have to be a culture that embraces that a little more spiritually. And I'm not saying give up on somebody who's sick. I'm saying, you know, the whole Christopher Reeve thing, when you're dead and they keep you alive for 10 years and they pump air into you and you're really dead, you know, like without the medical zombie intervention, you just would have been peacefully allowed to let go. You can see where I stand on this, and it's going to upset some people. But, yeah, when it's your time, you're supposed to be able to go. And doctors don't keep you alive with chemotherapy. They fake their statistics.
That's the thing with this, is that the troubling thing is that in past cases, the state has mandated that essentially your child is poisoned and they will take them out of your custody. I mean, look at Baby Rico, okay? There's a parallel here, perhaps, to the Baby Rico case. We ought to send this to the Nagels, because right there is a perfect example of how the state mandates torture and abuse.
Well, send it to their lawyer, yeah. And lawyers cost so damn much. Fighting this legally is so hard. It's amazing that this Amish family could pull together the resources to do it. This is the other thing that you don't see. You don't really get a day in court. You pay. You pay $300 an hour with a $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 retainer. You know, good lawyers are more. Can you imagine that? You don't get that money back. You just lose it. To try to tell somebody something, then they may not listen. They have their own, you know, they've developed their own fight, their own legal strategy. So courts are deadly.
That's exactly right, Liam Sheff. Thank you very much for coming on. Always a pleasure to have you. And you were Amish, right?
Yes, I was Amish once.
I thought that was you.
It's true.
Okay. Well, I will talk to you later, buddy.
Thanks, Fish Stories on Amazon.com. Thanks for plugging the book. Thanks.
I know that was coming.
Oh, God.
I didn't say it because I figured you would.
Thanks, Bob Tuscan Show.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, folks. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow night. We'll have Brandon Turbeville on to talk about his book on Syria. Stand by. We're going to chase those crazy barlets out of town. Chase those crazy barlets. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. John Stein.